This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do in your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Tragedies involving kids are heartbreaking like none other. There's the news today from northern Indiana of the students hit by a pickup as they crossed the road for their school bus this morning. Less than 4 miles out of Rochester, Indiana, not far from where the Tippecanoe River winds through the Hoosier countryside, and just a few yards away from one of those famed round barns of Fulton County, Indiana, 4 youngsters were struck by that pickup. 3 died at the scene. The 4th has been airlifted to a hospital. R.J. Johnson is being remembered by some folks in South Dakota today. Ronald R.J. Johnson was a prison guard for the state of South Dakota. He lived to be 63. Died on his birthday, April 12th, 7.5 years ago. Last night in South Dakota, they killed the man who killed R.J. all of those years ago in a failed prison escape. It was the first execution in South Dakota in 6 years. From This Week in Agribusiness, some of you may have tucked away the combine and the grain carts for the year, but you know there's still quite a bit of crop in the field yet. Take, for example, Wisconsin, where about half the corn intended for grain is still standing, providing some cover for deer. And about 40% of that state's soybean crop is still awaiting harvest. And that corn harvest for some is painfully slow because that corn is down. Our friend Charlie Hammer at Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, is one of those crawling through the cornfields with one of those special header attachments trying to lift the corn up. Columbus, Ohio is on our travel itinerary later this week. Are you aware of how Columbus has been booming? Most of the fastest growing cities in America are in the Sun Belt or out in the Pacific Northwest. But one city in flyover country is keeping pace, Columbus, Ohio. One listing, I think it was Realtor.com, ranked Columbus recently as America's 4th hottest housing market. And did you know Columbus is also the 14th largest city in the country and the only large northern city to grow by more than 10% from 2010 to 2017? The American Angus Association will be meeting there this weekend. Probably well north of 2,000 will be attending. I look forward to hosting a part of their program. That's today's Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by Case IH and your Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.